Hey guys, it's 019 here, or Supersonic 019 on Lulinx, and I'm here with...
That would be Tails 3.
Okay, cool.
Lulinx, you know.
Oh yeah, Tails 3 is with me today. And right now we're just going to be doing a quick little Phantasy Star Universe podcast. We're just going to talk about the game, answer some questions, and just get people more psyched about the game coming out on October 24th.
That would be 21 days away.
That would be 21 days away. Can't wait. All right. 3 weeks. Mark it on your calendars. So I guess, but so while we go starting into our conversation with PSU, we should, I guess, reflect on the reason why we're looking forward to PSU, which would be obviously our fun and timeless Phantasy Star Online hours and hours of gameplay.
Way too many hours.
We've all racked our thousands of hours on multiple platforms with multiple characters and multiple corruptions and gnolls and everything you can think of.
PKs
and
people attacking falls through the soul drain.
Oh yeah. So Tails 3, why don't you tell me some of your finer moments in playing Phantasy Star Online?
Probably the best moment was when it hit 200 on the original Dreamcast.
Okay, so that was version 2 Dreamcast?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. What class was it?
It was a Phonu World during a, probably I think it was Endless Nightmare 4.
Oh, wow.
And had, I think it was about 6 Soda Minions in front of me, and accidentally hit my Mega button, and took out all 6 of them, and, the 6th one in the line hit me to 200.
Oh my gosh. That's really sweet.
So I was like, alright, that's pretty cool.
I'd have to say definitely one of my favorite moments was I was actually at my house, my buddy was over, we were playing version 1 on Dreamcast, just kind of taking turns.
Right.
And I was playing as my Humar, Aaron, he's a little blue Humar. And my most coveted weapon, the weapon I wanted the most in this game ever since I learned about it, would be the Twin Brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in Ruins 1 with my Oran character, and it was almost my friend Adam's turn, and we agreed that the next sword-type special weapon that I found would be the last one, then be his turn. So I'm like, okay. And obviously, DB Saber was the most common thing, so I just figured I'd get another one of those.
Yeah, because everybody in the mob had, like,
oh yeah.
100 of them.
Oh yeah. And so I'm actually in the waterfall room of Ruins 1.
Right.
Kill myself a lot Dominion. He drops an orange box. Sure enough, it says special weapon on it. So I pick it up and look at its ATP value, expecting, you know, the traditional DB Saber. But I see 470 on there. And then I look at my friend and he looks at me and we're like, holy crap, 470.
Yep.
I freaking equip the thing and there's my beautiful Twin Brand.
It was.
And there it was, and we just went ecstatic, and we were just going crazy, and then I went to the Tekker and got it all officialized, and, oh,
man.
God.
Best item thing.
Best item thing, yeah, go ahead.
Me and my buddy were playing, he was a friend of mine from high school, and he played a Humar, or not a Humar, a Raymar, and I was my Funeral,
yep.
And we were doing Ruins 3 under my Oran ID. And we had drops for both Psycho Wand and Heaven's Punisher.
Holy crap.
And, well, it was just in the Oran drop chart, as well.
Right, right.
So we go through one room, and the last enemy in the room, we kill it, and it drops a special cane. And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is probably, you know, another cane of Zumiuren or something.
Yeah.
So I equip it just for the hell of it. And... guess what? Retractable, extendable, happy cane I had found.
What's that?
That would be my Psycho one.
Nice, nice.
And so we're all freaking out about that.
Yep.
We go to the next room. We kill the first enemy in the room, and it drops another rare.
Okay.
And we go over to it, and it's a gun special weapon.
Right.
We're like, oh, okay. So my Raymar friend picks it up and equips it. And it's a Heaven's Punisher.
Wow. You see
so
the little PS1
back
controller
to
in his
back,
hand, huh?
Two of the rarest rares in the game.
Room to room, we're talking
about.
Yeah,
room to room. It's just like, Wow.
That is just insanity. I think my best find in the Ruins 3 was Rico's glasses. Mm-hmm. But that was it for me. It wasn't even in my own game, obviously, because Aron, I don't think, finds that. But
I think that's Weidel.
Yeah, something like that. So that's really cool. And now, since we're reminiscing on all these, you know, great weapon finds and everything, one concern a lot of people seem to have with Phantasy Star Universe is that due to its new system, the love and joy of finding these rare items won't be as prominent as it used to be, because I guess finding rare items isn't going to be as big of a thing as it was before. What do you think about that?
Well, the way I look at it, I take pride in making things more than finding things, really.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going to take joy in the synthesis system.
Oh, yeah.
No. And, you know, a lot of the top-end content isn't even unlocked yet, so we really don't know what rare drops are going to be available or not yet for a while.
And it makes you think, too, I mean, how much sense does it really make to kill a dragon and find, like, a claw-shaped sword, you know, already made for you? Well, doesn't it make a lot more sense to find, like, his claw and then you make it yourself and get all the ingredients for it? I think that it's a lot more realistic system. It works a lot better, and we've already seen how it works in other MMOs and things like that.
Yeah.
So I think this is the way it should be as well. So
yeah, not to say that there aren't going to be drops.
Oh, of course.
And there aren't going to be coveted rares.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, well, just letting everybody know right now, there is going to be just as many, I'm sure, coveted rare drops and other sort of crazy happy moments in PSO as there will be in PSU.
Not to mention that Sega Team has confirmed that several old PSO weapons are making comebacks.
Oh yes, nostalgia up the ass. Okay.
We're certainly all hoping for Labus Cannon, of course.
Oh yes, the Labus Cannon. Do you have Labus Cannon? Okay.
It's like the SOJ of PSO.
Oh yeah. I just hope we really don't see a Sumakiri J sword again. I'm definitely. Or BKBs. Yeah.
No, the BKB wasn't bad.
I actually liked the Monkey King bar better. I thought it was cooler.
Better special.
Yeah. Alright, so now I guess we should get into more of the hard facts of the game, some of the basic stuff. I guess we'll just start with going system by system, informing everybody who still hasn't decided on which platform to go for. So, alright, let's talk about PS2. Obviously, we know that the PS2 version is already out in Japan, and some people have imported it, so people have had experience playing it. But, let's see. Going online, what are your thoughts on going online with the PS2 version?
It's just going to be a little more difficult having to buy the network adapter and all that jazz.
Right. And, Slim PS2 people fortunately get the network adapter built in. And, in fact, when I first heard the announcement of PSU, I didn't have a PS2. I only had a GameCube and an Xbox. And I was like, well, crap, what am I going to do? So I bought my PSU2 just to play PSU. Because I knew I would never have a PC by that time. I've always been a Mac user, so that just was kind of out of the question for me.
Yeah.
But my concerns with the PS2 version is just that, obviously the visuals, although it's really not that important to most people, including myself, visuals obviously are going to be more choppy. We're probably going to have, you know, dropping frame rates if you have a full party online.
From what I've heard, it's not that bad.
Okay.
When you're in six-person parties.
Okay.
The only problem will come is in towns.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's
big cities with lots of people
crowded around and whatnot.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, would you think it's safe to say that if somebody has access to either a PC or a 360, should they opt to get one of those over the PS2 version?
Yes, if they have access to a PC that can run PSU, it would be advisable to get that over the PS2.
Yes, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. So let's move on, obviously, to PC and 360. Now, the big difference is that 360, as we all know now, has completely separated servers, which is kind of a drag for some. Some people might see it as a good thing. There's different ways to look at it. So PC and PS2 is going to be completely linked, and that'll be cool. That means, obviously, there's going to be much more people online in either of those
versions. Much bigger community.
Right.
Much more people to trade with.
Right. So easier access to pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, PC version, you'll get, you know, the crisper visuals. Everything will run probably a little bit smoother, depending on how good your PC is.
Right.
And then you also have U.S. and European servers that will be linked. Yeah, go ahead.
They're seeing their release is going to be a month later over in Europe. But apparently people will be able to import and it'll work just fine.
Yep, I've been reading about that. Actually, I was just about to touch on that. Yeah, if you guys over in Europe and the UK listening in, if you want to play at the same time, do not fret. You will be able to import our version. Just it's going to work off the same system as Blue Burst, as I've heard. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, I've already got my PSU Hunter's License ready to go as soon as the 24th rolls around.
Yep, yep. I actually just started playing PSO again on the GameCube Episode 1 and 2, just to get myself sort of geeked, and that's tons of fun. My buddy at another school is playing with me again, so...
Yeah.
Now,
I've got Blue Burst to keep me company.
So, now, 360 versus PC. Now, Tails, I believe you're getting the PC version?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and I'm getting the 360 version, but obviously this is mostly because I don't even have a PC to play it on.
Right.
But let's just talk to those who have both. Why don't you give your PC argument, and I'll talk about 360.
One of the major excuses that a lot of 360 owners use when they say that 360 would be better is the security aspect of it.
Right.
That it'll be harder to hack the 360 version, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Except the Sega team showed a lot of promise, especially with the later end of Blue Burst, that they are working against hacking. They are intercepting hackers before they can damage the economy very badly.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff. Also, the voice chat that everyone's lauding. There are plenty of voice chat alternatives to the PC. We're using one right now.
Yep, so we're on Skype right now for people wondering. Obviously, other programs available are like Ventrilo, other things like that. So, but obviously, in that respect, you'd just be talking to your party members most likely. But however you guys want to organize it, you can organize it. So voice chat is definitely still possible on PC. Which is a cool thing to touch on.
And personally, in my opinion, I like selective voice chat as opposed to global choice chat.
Well, actually, on the 360 voice chat, I actually read on the official site the way it's going to work is you can actually set a proximity for it yourself. Even in the main lobbies, you can either ignore certain people or make a range for it, so you can only talk to actual characters that you're this close to or that close to.
That's pretty awesome.
Yep, I thought that was nifty. It reminded me of True Fantasy Live Online, which never came out.
I remember seeing that back when I was playing PSO Xbox.
Yep.
And I'm sitting here thinking, this is the next thing.
That's right. I was the same way, man. I was waiting for that sucker. But there's still a small glint of hope for 360 owners, because there's a rumor like a year ago about it coming to that platform, but nothing since.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I guess for those thinking about getting the 360 version, this is what I'll tell you. Obviously, people who own a 360 who have Xbox Live like the Xbox Live interface. You always have access to your own buddy lists and... some people are obsessed with achievement points. I don't care about them personally. They don't really mean anything, but some people will get that extra 1,000 out of it. And then some people simply like playing out with the controller more. I know that you can actually buy a wired 360 controller for the PC if you guys really wanted to, so keep that in mind.
And PSU will support all major USB game pads.
Yep. And I'm sure it'll support the 360... wired controller by Microsoft. But again, you know, we have the talk about security, and we will just have to wait and see how that actually goes down. And then, of course, in terms of downloadable content, people who are already used to the marketplace who just want to stick with that functionality can do that. PC, I'm sure it'll work like any other basic PC downloadable content. But as far as exclusives go, due to the fact that the servers are separate on the 360 and there are some functions that only the 360 can do in-game, we'll probably see more quests that only the 360 gets, but if that may mean that it might lose some quests from the other platforms, but
right.
we just have to see how Sonic Team decides to organize that and make that work.
It's interesting, because it was the other way around back on PSO.
Right, right, like with the GameCube and Xbox.
The updates, yep. and Xbox never got everything.
Yeah, but that was just because I think GameCube had the head start and the Xbox was an up-and-coming console.
Right.
Since PSU is coming out the same time for all the systems now, here in North America at least, I think they're going to make it on as much of an equal playing field as possible.
One thing also to note,
yeah.
the Xbox 360 servers will be linked with all regions.
Oh, yes,
the
yes.
The U.S., the European, and the Japanese.
Forgot to mention that, too. That is one reason I know some people opted for 360s, because they wanted to play on those Japanese servers and play with Japanese people. That is definitely one perk that the 360 has, no question, over the other ones. So let's move on now. Let's get into more hard stuff. What do you think about the new techniques that we're going to be seeing in PSU?
I'm excited. As a longtime Force player, I'm
yeah.
thrilled.
Oh, of course. Talk about some of your favorites, things that you're most psyched about, and describe some for people who may not know.
I'm really excited about how they've fleshed out the Dark School.
Oh, yeah.
Because anyone who played PSO knows that the only Dark technique was Megan.
Yep.
You know, the whole ball of instant death.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now there are six separate Dark techniques, including four attacks, a life drain spell, and a self buff.
Oh, yeah. Now, we've seen
the really interesting thing about the buff is that it cuts your HP by half,
mm-hmm.
but it doubles all of your stats.
That's going to be a monster.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
And then the real interesting thing is, once you've done that, you use the life drain spell to get all your life back.
There you go. It's going to be pretty incredible, I think, the way the techniques are going to work out. Things are just going to have so much more variation, so many more things people will be capable of. But obviously,
the only problem is,
yeah,
you're going to have to carry like 10 weapons.
Oh yeah, so that you can do all those techniques. It's going to be pretty funny. I don't know if people know it yet, but you're actually going to be infusing your skills and bullets and techniques off on top of your actual weapons. You won't be having them static on the character at all times. You infuse them with the weapons, and I think that's actually going to be a nifty addition. And
the
also,
real nice thing is, they seem to level up with use.
Right.
As well.
I was just going to mention to all the Force people out there who constantly look for the different levels of the different techniques. No more. You just get the one technic, and then you level it up yourself, and you never have to find the different discs ever again.
Which means you're never getting price gouged out of a level 30 Megan again.
That's right. Woohoo! Insert
exactly.
cheering MP3 file.
Oh, shiggity, shiggity, shiggity.
Okay. Alright, so we got the techniques. Is the one last thing, I think that you summed this up before, there seems to be a new pattern. Like, we had the basic, followed by the gi, followed by the ra techniques. What more have they added to that?
Well, beyond that, they have a new family of techniques, either dam or nozu, depending on the family of spell,
mm-hmm.
that functions in a way where you hold down the button and a constant effect occurs in front of or around you until you stop casting it.
Okay.
However, this will drain your weapon's photon points at a certain rate.
Right. Alright, that's interesting. So we have this new range now, so let's see what people can do with that.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. Alright, now, what do you think, what are your thoughts, do we know a lot about how boss fights are going to be working? I know that in the old PSO, it was actually rather basic. You just hack and slash at any target and you're good to go. I've been reading about some other bosses that seem to have more complex strategies involved. Do you know anything about that yet?
I've seen a couple of videos by one of my buddies on Blueburst where it shows bosses that have certain areas where if you don't attack them in those certain areas, they take no damage.
Okay.
And so that'll give rangers a lot of importance because
oh, yeah.
rangers and forces with the bows and the long-range weapons have that zoom ability.
Right.
Where you enter a first-person shooter-style mode.
Right, right. Which will be a godsend for rangers of past who wanted to shoot that wing. So that's interesting to note, too. I'm going to look forward to that. How many bosses did this? I think there's like 15, did it say?
I think something like that.
At the moment, yeah.
Coming at every expansion.
Yep. Alright, so of the weapons that we've seen, we have your saber, your twin saber, your dagger, twin dagger, we have your spear, your cane. What are the favorites that you've seen so far of the different weapon types?
Well, as a force, I'm kind of limited in what I do.
Right.
My major favorite so far is the cane and mech gun combo.
Oh, that's going to be cool. Very nice.
You know, get a cane with a couple of support spells, and then a mech gun with a good bullet in it.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
Forces have pretty decent bullet usage. They can get up to level 10 bullets.
Yep.
And so the nice thing about the bullets is the elemental bullets carry real high chances of inflicting status effects.
Right. Right. Which,
you know, you have freeze for your Barda bullets.
Pretty much their main focus is those status effects.
Plague for your mega bullets.
Yeah.
Etc.
It's going to be cool. And one interesting thing to note, too, talking about these different levels of the skills and stuff, just breaking it down real quick, hunters will have access to level 20 skills, which are the hunter-oriented abilities with your close-range weapons. Hunters will also be able to do level 10 bullets, but will not be able to do techniques at all. Rangers, on the other hand, have level 20 bullets, level 10 skills, and no techniques at all. But forces are unique in the sense that they can do level 20 techniques, level 10 bullets, and can still do level 1 skills.
Although, really, I don't think you'll find any of us wasting our time with them.
Of course, but it is pretty funny to think that a force can do everything, as opposed to how it used to be where humans were still able to do everything, and now even casts can do everything. I know a lot of people were waiting for that faux cast on the PSO world. Now you can finally have one.
It's going to be pretty interesting, to say the least.
I think so. all right. Going to close out with just a couple final topics here. Why don't we talk about real quick, on a lighter side of the PSO community, talking about how people interact online and just their basic communities. And obviously, we have the new class of beasts and the phone worlds and everything. Everybody likes, you know, to kind of talk about some naughty things and have some naughty times on the PSO world. I know a lot of you are probably guilty of those simple mail sessions and possibly your lobby sessions with some other people. I think we're going to take that to a whole new level here with PSU with your...
It'll be interesting.
With the addition of beasts and things like that. I think we can all agree. A lot of people are really looking forward to that.
And the real nice thing about that is the ramped up customization of characters.
Oh, yes.
You're not going to find very many characters that look like yourself anymore.
Oh, yeah. And you're also probably not going to find characters with small chests either, as you can now change that specific proportion to your own free will, which is probably good for some people out there. Any final thoughts, any final comments on PSU? I've saved some stuff. We'll probably come back and talk about some more things as people want it as we get closer to release, but anything else that you want to say as we close out?
Not really. I'm just... A lot of people seem to have the belief that it's going to be just the same old thing with a new coat of paint, and that's completely false.
Right.
And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I like to tell all my friends about it, show people videos, whatnot, because it is going to be much more different.
Yep.
Much more advanced. The six-person parties are going to give rise to actual class responsibilities.
Oh, yes.
You know, hunters will have to tank, rangers will be attacking monsters with weak spots.
Yep.
For massive damage, obviously.
Oh, yes, for massive damage.
You know, forces will be expected support.
Yep. It is definitely going to be an entirely new experience for some, nostalgic for others, and new at the same time. I think the game is just going to be absolutely fantastic. For people who played PSO before and loved it, you have no reason to pass this one up. Especially those, crazily enough, I know people that bought PSO and only ever played it offline.
Right.
And to imagine that they're only getting that experience yet still enjoying it, now we have the whole Phantasy Star 5 thing going for it. And that's just going to be a great new addition. Me personally,
I can't wait for story mode.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely be playing through all of offline before I even hop on the network, just because. And it's going to be really something to look forward to.
Also, there are rumors that there's going to be a lot of X360 achievements related to offline stuff as well as online.
Oh, I have no doubt in my mind that the majority of them will probably be linked to that, especially considering how hard Sega is pushing the offline mode.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really, really nifty.
And it's supposedly supposed to be a great story.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Phantasy Star series in the past has always held up, and it's been recognized as one of the best. It's one of my personal favorites. Phantasy Star 4 all the way. One of my favorite games of all time. So,
working on my 20th playthrough of it right now, actually.
Very nice, very nice. Go get that psycho wand again. Oh, yes. Well, shucks. I think that'll about do it. To anybody that is still thinking about buying the game or anything like that, just know that it's gonna rock, and it's something to look forward to, and it's gonna be out October 24th. Call your stores.
Days.
Oh yes, call your store on that day if they don't have it, which odds are they actually might not. So don't get your hopes up for that exact date. Keep
what
a lookout for it.
Is as soon as you're done listening to us jabber on about the game,
pre-order it.
Go out and pre-order it.
That's
exactly
right. I work at a GameStop, and I'm not even doing this for the sake of my job. I'm telling you personally, you should be reserving this game right now. And actually, if you pre-order it, you'll get a music CD when you pick up the game. You'll get the soundtrack. I've already downloaded it, but it'll be still
cool to
have.
I've heard that as well, and it's amazing.
Yep, it is a very nice soundtrack, and I'm sure
it carries the legacy of Phantasy Star Online very well.
It certainly does. And for those of you who are listening, you probably heard nice bits of it during this podcast. That's just a taste of what you'll be hearing in the full game. It's going to be really, really amazing. And I'll admit, in my days of working at my GameStop store, I've definitely convinced several people to pre-order this game and buy it when it comes out. I think it's going to be a great thing. So, that'll about do it.
I put World of Warcraft for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Silly World of Warcraft.
Indeed.
I'm proud to say I've never played that game in my life.
Don't start, please.
Okay. So, this is Supersonic 019.
This is Tales 3.
And we will talk to you guys soon.